Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Opened up with the NBA and a couple of players that have been rumored to be New York Knicks and what happened to them last night. Kevin Durant going down with a calf injury. That's what we hope it is, even though everybody had diagnosed it on television as an Achilles injury. And, of course, Kyrie Irving and his Celtics going out like dogs last night to the Milwaukee Bucks, so all the speculation around him begins. You had a couple of losses for the Mets and Yankees last night. A little bit of controversy, a little Kikuchi controversy last night at Yankee Stadium. We've got Jerry Recco with the update. What's happening, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center. First-class service at affordable prices. Here's how everything you just said sounded.
Durant, pressured, drives on jumper, pull-up jumper, KD for two.
He's been the answer. He hurt his right leg. Something happened.
Well, Kevin Durant's hurt. Harden fouled by Iguodala in the front court. Durant.
He's limping.
Trying to walk it off.
He may have turned his ankle coming out of that shot. That's all I can figure.
Well, you're a puppet, so
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. So that's Warriors Radio. Tim Roy and his partner.
Right.
Warriors did beat the Rockets 104-99, but that right now is the story. Kevin Durant. And what's up with him? The Warriors did blow a 20-point lead, but ultimately do win the game by five. Here's Steve Kerr afterwards. It is not an Achilles injury.
I've seen that before with guys who have hurt their Achilles. And so that was my first question. And I was assured that it was it's the calf. It's a calf strain and not the Achilles.
Now, you know what kind of playoff series is or a series he's having? He's a 50-40-90. 50 shooting percentage, 43-point shooting percentage, and 90 free throw percentage. No player in the history of the league has ever done that.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good.
He is just going to show everybody that he's the best basketball player on the planet, and now all of a sudden this happens.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, how about that, Al?
Klay Thompson had 27 points, 11 of 20 shooting. Steph Curry had 25. Curry says, if and when Durant is out, we need to pick it up, of course.
We got to have his back the way he's been, you know, honestly carrying us the entire playoff run. So that's what makes a great team, you know, whoever's out there just making plays.
In the loss, James Harden had 31. Head coach Mike D'Antoni heading back for a game six. There's obviously no tomorrow.
It is a do or die, but I feel good about it. I feel that we played well enough to win a couple games up here. We just didn't get it done.
And so Golden State up 3-2. In terms of the Bucks and Celtics, 116-91. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 28-8. Bucks take it in five.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Kyrie Irving, 6 of 21 shooting, 15 points. Here's Irving not getting nuts with the loss.
Truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed. I think that, you know, you take your lessons, you take your ass whooping that they handed us, and you move on.
Oh, they certainly did that. He says stuff happens.
The taste of feeling defeat in the, you know, in this type of style, you know, being down 1-4, you know, I haven't felt.
Right, not down out. Yeah. So what's ahead? This is the line that's got everybody nuts, meaning he's already checked out of Boston.
For me, it's just moving on to the next thing and just seeing where that ends up.
Huh. Moving on to the next thing. What was the question there? What are you about
that
to do this offseason?
That was all part of the previous clip. It was a one long. He spoke for probably 52, 53 seconds without stopping, and that was part of it, tasting defeat and moving on. And so direct question, I don't remember.
They got their ass kicked.
Yeah, I know. After winning game one, too. It's amazing.
Tonight, the Sixers host the Raptors. You've got Toronto up 3-2, and the Blazers down 3-2 take on the Nuggets. And, boy, what the hell has happened to the Los Angeles Lakers? Tyronn Lue reportedly says no thanks to 3 years and $18 million to be their next head coach because apparently they wanted Jason Kidd on the staff.
Yeah, and it was a low-ball offer, reportedly, too. They expected more in that offer, $18 million.
Why? Based
I don't
on what?
Know. I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, he won a championship.
No, he didn't.
LeBron won a championship.
Knock it off.
What was he supposed to do? He was the coach.
I'm telling you, it's...
Who's knocking down his door to be the head coach anywhere right now?
Nobody, okay. But he still won a championship. He's the championship head coach.
Wouldn't it be
of the
nice
Cleveland
to
Cavaliers?
Be able to say no to 6 years and $18 million and say,
yeah, I'm okay.
Not so much.
Right. But how about he had a birthday party, I think. It had a Lakers. They gave him a Lakers cake.
Really?
It's a happy birthday. They put a Lakers logo on it. Kind of looks stupid now, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Man,
yeah.
I'll tell you, it is wild what's going on that team. Man. You think that the Knicks got a bad? The Knicks look like stable franchise in a league compared to the Lakers right now.
Yeah.
And they have like the second best player in the league, and LeBron.
I read this morning that Jeannie Buss, people close to Jeannie Buss are trying to get her to trade LeBron.
It's funny you say that. My son, who's 14 and all into all this stuff, he comes up to me last night about 9 o'clock or maybe even earlier than that. He goes, "Do you see LeBron requested a trade from the Lakers?" I'm like, "Shut up." He goes, "Yeah, Woj has it." He goes, "He wants to go to the Knicks, the Nuggets," or he had two other teams. I'm like, "You've got to be kidding me.
He wants to leave
and
already?"
It was a Woj fake account with 180,000 followers.
Oh, wow. That person has done a really good job.
Yeah, they've done a good job.
No, this was actually Stephen A. Smith on TV who said that people close to Jeannie Buss are telling her to trade LeBron James.
Well, it's not the first time that's been out there.
I know, and it's not a terrible idea. I mean, if you're trying to rebuild, it's not a terrible idea.
I mean, they're a year from celebrating signing him, and now all of a sudden you're telling me that they're going to trade him?
Well, it's
he's that much of a pain in the ass?
It's not so much that. It's just that he's older. It's going to be tough for them to surround him with the players he needs to compete.
What were they thinking when they signed him?
They weren't. Magic went and begged him to come there. They weren't thinking.
I don't even think it was that. I think LeBron said, "I want to play for you guys." And they were like, great.
But see, that's the situation you guys were talking about with Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
If he calls the Knicks and says, "I want to sign there," are they going to say no?
They're not going to say no. They're going to say yes.
And that's the problem. He's a pain in the ass. You want Kyrie Irving on this team?
Well, it depends what the other options are, right? If Kevin Durant is coming and all the other free agents don't want to play for the Knicks, then yeah, I'm using that other max slot on Kyrie Irving.
Really?
Yeah, without a doubt.
I don't think anything's etched in stone. Let's find out what happens with the lottery first.
Well, assuming you end up with, are you going to end up with one of these top players?
You better hope so.
I would not settle on the whole Kyrie Irving, he deserves it thing.
I was telling Gio that if you end up with the number two pick, and let's say that's Ja Morant, that's mm-hmm. who you want, would you trade the number two pick and some other assets to get
LeBron?
Anthony Davis?
Yes. I would trade right now for Anthony Davis. Whatever it turns out to be.
Well, they won't, though. The Pelicans won't, too. They're going to see.
My point is, like, if I could get Anthony Davis over one of these guys that's unproven, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Not over Zion, though.
The Zion thing is intriguing. No way. Yeah.
I would, but that's cool.
Anybody else? Yes. Zion Williamson, no way.
Mariners beat the Yankees 10-1 last night. Yankees had to lose at some point, right? They do it with the long ball.
And there's the 3-0, swung on and drilled a deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Ryan Healy, he's had some night. Two doubles and a home run. He drove that out to right center over the auxiliary scoreboard. That's a two-run blast. And Seattle takes a 7-1 lead.
John Sterling, the call, and the fan, they would win 10-1. Edwin Encarnacion homered as well. So did Mitch Haniger. Healy did have himself a heck of a night. And D. Gordon had a couple of hits, including an RBI single. Here is Aaron Boone. You say Kikuchi absolutely was tremendous against this club.
Pitched really well and really shut us down. I mean, we didn't make much hard contact against him.
So he wound up going 7 2/3, 3-hit ball, retired 16 in a row after a leadoff walk. But yeah, you do have the question about the cap.
I was aware of it very late. I heard they were talking about it, so I was made aware of it sometime like in the eighth inning there. So I'll take a look at it and we'll kind of see what we make of it.
Assume it's pine tar. Which...
Didn't Kikuchi's hat look different than everybody else's the way he wears it? I don't know. It just looks smaller to me.
Well, it looked different because there's pine tar all on the bottom of the bill.
I don't know what it was.
No, I mean, it's...
I mean, the hat itself, for some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way it is.
Maybe he's got a small head.
Yeah, it could be small head syndrome. It could be that. Yeah, but there's no doubt about it. He's going to the bill of the cap. There's pine tar all over it. So we'll see how they handle it.
Does look like the Yankees avoided another injury. Gio Urshela fouled the ball off his knee in the seventh, left the game, but x-rays did come back negative. Jay Happ and Mike Leake go tonight on The Fan with coverage at 5:55. And then you had the Padres and the Mets yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. This is a 2-2 game. Couple of things here. You've got Pete Alonso hits what looks like a home run, but Miguel Margot goes over the wall, takes it away. Then you go into, I think this is the seventh inning. Michael Conforto's on. He steals second base with a great slide, avoiding the tag for Manny Machado. Brandon Nimmo comes up, and I forget if this is 13, 14, 15 pitch at bat. It was pretty crazy, though, when this happens. Again, it's a 2-2 game.
3-2 pitch. Nimmo, it's a high drive to center. Bargo's going back for it. He's at the track. He's near the wall. He leaps, and he juggles it and drops it. It's on the warning track. Conforto gets to third. He'll stop there. Nimmo has a double that went in and out of the glove of a juggling Manuel Margot.
And that proved to be costly that he doesn't score because he held up, wound up going back, thought it was caught. It wasn't, because then you bring in this kid, Gerardo Reyes, who just blew away. I think it was Nito and was it
Frazier?
Frazier?
Yep.
And that was it. They don't score. And then in the bottom of the seventh, I guess it was, here's Renfro.
1-0. Renfro, it's a high fly ball way back to left. This one is going to go long gone off the scoreboard in left field. A titanic home run from Hunter Renfro. And the San Diego Padres have taken a 3-2 lead.
And speaking of the Titanic, it is setting sail on Wednesday as it goes out on its maiden voyage.
They had a 472-foot home run in Pittsburgh yesterday. They hit it out of the stadium into the Allegheny.
Yeah, look at that.
So I think the balls are juiced. What do you guys think?
They're probably.
They have to be using the home run balls, the home run derby balls. They have to be.
Wayne Randazzo, WCBS 880, a 3-2 Padres win. Here's Mickey Callaway, knows the team needs to improve.
They know we're better than what we've been showing. And they're going out there every day and trying to prove it. It's just not materializing yet.
No, and now they're 17-20 coming home for the Marlins. The good news, Jed Lowry is expected in the lineup. Wilmer Font went four innings. He gave up two runs in that game. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies shut out the Cardinals 5-0. Jared Eichhoff had no issues with the home run ball. Eight innings, three hit ball for the victory. Christian Yelich, his 16th home run. Milwaukee, a six-game winning streak, 7-3 over the Nationals. Red Sox beat the Orioles in 12. Interesting game here, because in the 11th, it looked like the Orioles had won the game in Baltimore, except Jackie Bradley Jr. makes a wild catch.
High fly, left center deep. Jackie Bradley racing back all the way to the wall, leaping up, and Jackie Bradley!
My God.
Oh, he made the play! He caught it! It was gone!
It was awesome, and then it wasn't. Nesson with the call. Amazing catch by Jackie Bradley Jr. of Trey Mancini, and then our old friend Josh Lewin on the call when Andrew Benintendi would come up.
2-1 pitch coming. A swing and a high drive right field. Going back to the track, it's got a shot. Right at the wall. It is gone! Andrew Benintendi makes it 2-1 Boston in the 12th inning.
And so just like that, within 15 minutes of one another, you get the what would have been a game-winning home run from Mancini. It's not. You get the go-ahead home run there by Benintendi, and the Red Sox do win in 12 by the score 2-1. Josh Lewin on Red Sox Radio. The Dodgers beat the Braves 9-4. Kike Hernandez, Max Muncy, and Justin Turner all had home runs. Stephen Piscotty, a game-winning home run. A's over the Reds in 13, 5-4. And the Cubs beating the Marlins in their last turn at bat in the 11th.
And now the 1-2 from Quijada. Hayward hits a fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Granderson. It's got a chance! Cubs win! Jason Hayward goes opposite field. Cubs win the ball game. Back-to-back nights, walk-off, game-winning home runs. How about that?
And there's another example. Looks like he just sticks the bat out, and the ball goes 330 feet down the line for a home run. And also, the Astros beat the Royals 9-0. Couple of home runs for Michael Brantley. And the Sharks beat the Avalanche 3-2. You've got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Bruins hosting the Hurricanes tonight. Sharks did take that series 4-3.
And they got Pavelski back last night.
And he scored.
And he was involved right from the get-go.
Yep, scored
that,
early.
That's their team captain. You remember they lost him in the Game 7 finale against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Right, yep.
And he had not been back on the ice
when his head hit the
night.
Ice.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.